What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello.
What is going on?
It's Monday and we're frozen solid.
In the Tagcast studios.
We talk about a flying deer hitting a jogger.
Yeah, yeah, and The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
Spent some time on that.
He finished it, and I'm working on it. Crazy Floridians, and we talk about some comedy duos.
Mm-hmm. And the comedy duo of Nelson and Mandela.
And Flames is on the show. Name something that you would wear around the house that you wouldn't want to be seen in public with.
Condom.
Yep. Number one answer. Everybody, that was a hallucination bomb that just exploded in your ear hole. Welcome to Monday, a frozen Monday, here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It's episode 636.
On ice.
On ice, that's right. It's the blue episode. Everything's frozen. My name's Terry, and he is...
I'm Gatch.
He's Gatch.
My Gatch, it's frozen.
We're trying to bundle up and keep... Well, we're all huddled into a... A big pile in the middle of the room right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, was that me? So we got some Monster Magnet going in the background. Hallucination Bomb is the song from the Mastermind album. Album before last. Still haven't been able to get enough of those guys since I saw them live. It was a good show. Mm-hmm. Sad that everybody that wasn't there missed it.
Yep. And I'm Gatch, and we talked about this maybe a little bit the other day, but for Comedy Moniker... What do you think? Just Gatch?
Gatch is pretty good.
Just Gatch rather than Dust Gatch?
How about just Gatch, yeah.
Dust Gatch?
Yeah. They were talking... I was watching Comedy Bang Bang, and they had Clark Gregg on there. I don't know if you know who he is.
Nope.
He's the coolest guy with two first names. Mm-hmm. He was in X-Men and Thor, but he wasn't like one of the... I don't know. He looked like a nerd. But, oh, shit. He said something funny that we were just talking about.
Just Gatch?
Yeah, they were saying, oh, I was watching this movie. There's a Stephen King movie. He goes, but I can't remember the name of it. He's about this dog named Cujo. He stuck his head into a limestone cave and got bit on the nose by a rabid bat and then went crazy and killed a bunch of people. And Scott Aukerman's like, oh, yeah, that dog about... He goes, like, what was it called? Like, Cujo the dog or something? And he's like, maybe it was Cujo the big bad dog or... And then they named off a whole bunch more, and they couldn't guess the name. And then they asked, Reggie, and he's like, "The Langoliers." And he's like, "Yeah, that's it." But then they were like, "No," he goes, "I think it was called Just Cujo." He's like, "You know, the name Cujo, with just in front of it because it's just him."
Yeah.
Just Cujo.
Just Christine.
Just Gatch.
Hey, we got Flames in here today.
Oh yeah. Our silent partner.
Yep. He's melting the snow for us.
He stayed all weekend scraping our ice off the windshield.
He just flamed it off.
Oh, that's right. He got his torch out.
Yep, he just touched it and the entire area, a 10-foot radius, melts, right?
Yep. Can we start calling you B-Torch or something?
B-Torch?
Like, that's like a blowtorch. It emits flames. No. That'll be your other nickname. He's all, no. It could be a butt
when,
torch.
When you go bowling, Flames, which you bowl every Monday at least.
I know
this for a fact.
What?
I know. Yeah, can you believe it?
I believe it, but I'm surprised.
I think the Tagcast needs to get a bowling team going.
All right. I bowled a 138 the last time I bowled. Not very good.
Right on.
It's not that good.
Well, it's over 100, so automatically, that means you're better than just somebody.
138?
not
I got a couple strikes. That's not my average. No. That was my high.
Well, I'm not.
I was wasted.
Yeah.
I'm not used to these lanes around here. They're pretty slippery.
Oh, yeah. You'll get used to them, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to walk on the lanes, dude.
No.
It must be all
no,
the ice.
No, but my ball maybe. Does.
Your ball.
Now, what do you write your name in when you write on the computer and you get everybody gets to type in their name? What do you write your name in as?
CN.
Yeah.
CNN. Does CN? Your middle name start with an N?
Sean.
CN.
CN.
Him and Geoff play a lot. CN and Geoff.
Mm-hmm.
Geoff.
That's Jeff and Sean, but for an idiot. It's like, oh, yeah, my friends... CN and Gia.
Mm-hmm.
Never
Have you ever thought about putting a duh in front of your name, like a Deshaun or a DeFlames?
Or a Daquan.
Yep.
No.
Daquan.
Flaquams.
Yep.
DeFlames.
Daquan.
DeFlames.
That guy's a character, isn't he?
Yeah. He was always kind of quiet and reserved. He's a computer nerd.
He is. Oh. And the guy just let him play on the computer all day.
I know. How do you do that?
I don't know. That whole alternate class, of course, we're talking about The Wire. That whole alternative class was kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
It actually got most of them to settle down in the end, like, to where they were almost ready to go back to a class. And, you know, even at that one point, the one kid made a crack and no one laughed.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, realized that. You know, that wasn't the way it was anymore.
That's right.
Everything's changed in the hood.
And I know he said it, but you might not know, but we're talking about The Wire from HBO. I hear the intro every time I wake up.
Oh, yeah, with the HBO. What do you think about the season 5?
It's kind of techno-y a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you find out who it was? Because
I skip it.
You didn't find out who it was? Because I've been trying, every time I listen to it, thinking, oh, that sounds like a familiar voice. And then right when I think I've got it, gotta keep the devil down in the hole.
Somebody,
down in the hole.
Which song is it?
It's the theme song from The Wire. I don't even know. And every season they have someone different. Second season was Tom Waits.
It's an original Tom Waits song.
Third season was Aaron Neville.
Remember we
talked
brothers.
About Aaron Neville. Gotta keep the devil.
Mm-hmm. Right down. And one was the Blind Boys of Alabama.
The singer from Alabama?
No, the Blind Boys from Alabama.
That's who does the season 5 one?
No, one of them.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not sure
attention.
If that's the one.
I'm not being
it might
attention.
Be.
Trying to smoke weed. It's the only way we could stay warm. It was 4 degrees at my house last night. My hot water pipe froze in the kitchen. I hope when it unfreezes, it's not broken. But I made a Alaskan-style little heater tent for my pumps that I don't want to freeze and break.
Uh-huh.
I draped this tarp over top of them all, and then I put this heater. It's like a safe. It's not a space heater like with a coil in it. It's one of those radiator-looking little... electric heaters.
Uh-huh.
It actually worked pretty good. It stayed like 28 degrees inside my car wash.
When the and oil filled?
Yeah. And it was like 4 degrees outside, so.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
All right, The Blind Boys of Alabama was season 1.
Okay.
And then it was Tom Waits.
And then Aaron Neville.
If you look online, you'll see arguments and people
of who does it better. Oh, yeah.
These, you know. And
it's probably white people, too.
And the people that are killing it, are not killing it, but... Fucking, you know, the Tom Waits one is really split.
Even
you know,
though
people either hate it or it's their favorite.
I like
or
it.
Or they won't even listen to it. I love it.
It's
I like Tom
it's
Waits.
It's one of my
voice.
Favorites of the
You know,
of
it all
five.
Comes down to the voice. If you don't like his voice, you're not going to like any of his music.
He's got a gruffy voice.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like a.
And then the Neville
Mark
Brothers.
Lanigan.
And then Domage.
Domage.
Was season 4, Domage.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Domage. That was the techno-ish one, right?
Joe's Domage. Probably. Let's see. What's the fifth? Maybe I don't...
Joe's Domage.
The fifth one is a guy who...
He
might have even played in the show. Is that him? He's an American songwriter. And he is an actor. I think he played in it.
What's his name, man?
He's got two first names.
Clark Gregg.
Nope, close. I think his first name is...
Dennis William.
Steve...
Steve Clark.
Close.
Steve Kent.
Nope.
Steve Chris.
Nope, he was in The Wire.
Steve Corey.
He plays Bubbles Counselor. Who is that? Waylon.
Oh, the guy with the beard.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
So what's his name?
Steve Earle.
Oh, that is Steve Earle.
Steve Earle.
That is Steve Earle. And he got pissed at Bubbles because he got up and talked a little bit and was talking and getting a lot of laughs about the old days when they were on drugs and stuff, but he never finished the story and talked about being clean when he's been clean for 15 months, which is good for Bubbles. He looks different.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is.
He's scrubbing some pots down at the mission.
Yep.
Helping out.
Mm-hmm.
Being a good boy.
Yep.
Bubbles.
He's a character on The Wire, and he was. It's odd. We didn't even think about it. We made the connection of Bubbles and Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys, but the odd thing is that the black Bubbles from The Wire also pushes a shopping cart around.
Yep.
It's full of white T-shirts that he likes to sell and different things that he gets scams on, and then he sells them on the street so he can get his dope.
You know, when he went into audition for that, he was surrounded by people who were also auditioning for Bubbles, and they were all chewing gum.
Ah.
And he threw away his gum and he said, nope, I'm not going to be that obvious.
Like gum Bubbles?
Yeah, like, that's why they call me Bubbles, because I chew gum.
But then you hear his character off camera, like, or on camera, but off the set, and he talks exactly like he talks.
Yeah.
He's not even, like, acting.
Yeah. Did you know, he's not.
He's just being himself.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any other stuff that he plays in?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, did you know, I got some other interesting
because I know a lot of people on there are friends of the guy that makes the show, and they were never actors before, but he kind of said, hey, I got this show, want to be in it?
Yeah. Did you know Snoop is a real thug?
I know, dude. Can you even understand her?
Uh-uh.
Is that her, that's how she really talks?
That, yeah. That's her real name. Her real name is who she plays on the show, and she's a real thug. Like, she was born to two crack parents.
Nice. You run the streets, she is a crack dog. Baby. Run the streets, be more dog.
I probably shouldn't talk shit about her. Really shit. That's on our Wikipedia page.
It's true. True story.
But,
she's a crack baby. That's why she talks like that.
She was talking on one of the specials about what was her favorite scene. She's like, my favorite scene is where I... got to do a drive-by on a motorbike. I'd never done a drive-by on a motorbike before. And I hadn't worn ladies' clothes since I could dress myself.
Yeah, she's pretty ghetto.
Wow.
She is, yeah.
It's kind of like Courtney Love playing her role on the People versus Larry Flint.
Mm-hmm.
Not really that much of a stretch.
You know, Melvin Williams was a gangster you can look up. And he was...
Oh, the old guy, the church guy, huh?
He was partially the inspiration for Avon Barksdale.
Yeah, and now he's playing the part of the guy who was helping out the dude with the boxing club.
Mm-hmm. Cuddy?
Yeah, the guy from... Oh, and that's what else I was going to say was the dude from the Sun paper is the dude from Breaking Bad that was Walter's cooking partner. Gail? Was that his name on the show? Yeah, Gail from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
This was before that, though, right? 2007,
yeah.
2008, somewhere around
there. Yeah, that's where it ended, 2008.
So a lot of those people
so it might have been right around about the same time that Breaking Bad was starting.
Yeah, and not knowing it, a lot of these people, probably because of The Wire, got the gigs that they had that I know them from. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and McNulty, he does like Broadway and stuff like that.
I don't think I've ever seen him in any other TV shows. But
yeah, and Omar was only supposed to be a character for 7 episodes. They were going to. He was only supposed to be part of 7 episodes, and he was so good at it.
He's turned into one of the main characters for sure.
I think he was in that movie 7 Years a Slave, too, that new one that was all controversial.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I've heard of it.
I don't know. It brought out all the people, the race baiter people.
Yeah.
You know, the people that say, oh, that's just race bait.
See, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Watching The Wire helps me with my white guilt. Because I can watch a show about black people, and they're like my friends.
Dude,
now.
It's like a fucking novel come to life, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's good, for sure.
I mean, even just the bit parts are fucking... They're so well done, you know?
Yeah.
Rod.
When McNulty started freaking out with that corpse and, like, baiting the scene, and fucking Bunk was freaking out going, what the fuck are you doing, man? It's like what is he doing? That was pretty ballsy.
It's fucking crazy. What was he thinking?
It's true shit. That's what because he wants to nail Marlowe, and they're not going to let him, so he's going to nail him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flames doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, so we better switch subjects. He's getting bored over there. Hey, have you guys hit any deer yet this year? The year's almost over. You hit a deer in your car?
No.
Had a swerve to hit one? Miss one? My daughter
hit
a deer, broke her little headlight out, just like right on 228 coming into Brownsville from like the freeway, right when it turns to 45 miles an hour. Deer popped out. Boink.
Thankfully, I hope it wasn't on a snowy day.
No. But here's a story that reminded me of that, and this is from Virginia. A lady, she's 27, she's jogging down the road when a passing vehicle hit a deer, sending it flying into her.
And through the windshield?
No, it hit the jogger.
Oh.
A car hit a deer, the deer hit the jogger.
That
would
hurt.
Al Scare Piggin.
Did she catch it, though? Because if she caught it, that would have been awesome.
I know, just keep jogging.
Just, like, just caught it and just kept on running with it and then just kind of tossed her back to the car.
So she suffered a cut to her scalp and a bruise to her right knee, and she was covered in the animal's blood.
So you're telling me that a deer tried to scalp her?
It did scalp her.
It had tomahawk?
Yep. It was an Indian deer. he wanted his land back. So unfortunately, the deer died at the scene. The jogger said her whole right side hurts. The driver was treated and released. She was a 71-year-old lady driving an SUV. Riviera, the jogger, said she almost didn't go on the run after a bad day at work. But she was 5 miles into her 7-mile journey when the incident occurred, and she doesn't remember the deer hitting her. She's like, I was running, then I was on the ground.
Yeah, I bet.
And then I was listening to the paramedic.
Hmm. Did it hit her in the front?
It hit her in the side. She was jogging down the road. The car
She didn't see it coming.
Nope, she didn't see it coming. She was just like jogging along, and boom, I'm on the ground, covered in blood.
Wow.
Fucking awesome.
That would be a good scene right there for a movie, too, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Look, add that to the road trip movie.
Okay, yeah. They stop on the side of the road just so they can, like, smoke a bowl.
Yeah, they're all partying, smoking bowls in the car.
And it just happens to happen. No, like, it happens right in front of them, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, here comes a jogger, and they're like, whoa, we're all stoned. Check out that jogger, dude. She's jogging.
Blam.
Whoa, look at that deer, dude. He's being a deer.
Yep.
Well, look at that old lady.
There's a deer.
Whoa.
Hit it.
Whoa. That deer just hit that jogger.
That would be considered vehicular manslaughter, wouldn't it?
What if she would have died? It would have been vehicular deer slaughter.
What if it was just one of those decoys?
A decoy deer?
Yeah, like one of those that the Wildlife Service puts out there.
So they just put it right in the road?
Yeah. To see if anybody's going to hit it.
You'd get a ticket.
You get a ticket, man. You can't do that. I just heard this story on the news on the way over. This dude fucking woke up locked in an empty plane. He fell asleep on his flight, and they forgot about him.
Nice.
That's funny.
And he was locked in. He was supposed to get a layover to California, and he was stuck in a plane in Houston. Totally dark in the plane. He's locked in. Can't get out. He calls his wife on his cell phone, says, honey, I'm locked in a plane here in Houston or something. And she's like, knock it off.
I would have said, I'm tired of being motherfucking stuck on this motherfucking plane.
Get me off this motherfucking plane. And so she wouldn't believe him. Funny thing is, his name's Tom Wagner. I know a guy named Tom Wagner, but it was a different Tom Wagner. So he called, it was his girlfriend, not his wife. He called his girlfriend, and she said, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Then some workers found him 30 minutes later. And then they tried to accuse him of being the bad guy. Like, what are you doing on this plane with them snakes, motherfucker? It's like, you trying to steal our plane shit? What'd you do? Hide in the bathroom while we're evacuating the plane? Were you evacuating yourself? Fell asleep. And so then he finally convinced him, look, I fell asleep. You were supposed to wake me up. I'm supposed to be in California right now. So they gave him a free flight to California and a $250 voucher for his troubles.
That's all right. You know, yeah.
Be kind of scary.
Yeah.
I don't know which way that was going. we're passing the pipe and it's going in a pentagram.
See, I know you're watching Practical Jokers, one of the funniest shows on TV.
I did watch the latest episode.
Yeah, did you watch the panic button afterwards?
No.
Lame.
Good. I only record it and then I just watch it later, so I'm sure the panic button was lame.
It was. Yeah.
So,
you know, the whole premise is one guy, they kind of base your fears on some answers that they question. Yeah, you know, two people. And then they'll put one person in a box and then put one person to where they have to go kind of through three little trials.
Right.
You know, and if they don't get it right, they'll drop like a snake or something in the one guy's box. And
oh, is this like the second season? Has this been around for a while?
No, it's kind of, it's the premise has kind of been done a couple times.
Okay.
There's that Jaleel White show with Urkel. He hosts where you stick your hand in
the Burkle.
In darkness, you don't know what you're touching.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, nice. If you freak out, then you don't win money.
Then you lose.
Yep. Like one chick I saw on there, she was freaking out. She was touching a goddamn pineapple.
And she was freaking out.
Yeah, because when you're in the dark, you don't know what it is. They just put something. They're probably playing all sorts of noises, and you touch it. It's all pointy. You don't know what it is, you know?
Yeah.
They're trying to scare you. It's for the people that scare easily. I mean, doesn't that seem silly?
Yeah, it does.
You know? And Practical Jokers is at least like, you know? Dude, I laugh at that show.
I do. I laugh out loud at myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so does Mike and everybody who watched it with me. Like, people that don't normally laugh out loud at TV will laugh out loud at Impractical Jokers, you know. It's just
that's
like, uh-huh. They come up with some pretty corny shit, but most of it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I want to go back to The Wire for a second, but just only because it has to do with that.
Down to The Wire.
You guys know Richard Belzer, the actor?
Yeah.
You know, he has played this guy. He played on The Wire. Remember that? He was a detective for just like a guest spot.
On season one or something.
Isn't he from Special Victims Unit or something?
CSI.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. He has played a detective named John Munch on 10 different shows, including The Wire and Arrested Development.
Talk about being typecast.
Arrested Development?
Jesus Christ.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's, and like only Homicide Street or something was the first thing in 1999 he used it. And it's just been a reoccurring character on other shows, too. It became a main character, I think, on one show.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it's a detective. How many shows have, like, a guest spot detective?
Even if you're typecast.
Why not just name it John Mensch and have Richard Belzer there?
If you're already, you know, it's easy enough to be typecast into being a detective, but let alone being the same detective on every show you're on.
Yeah.
Dude, why doesn't he just go as Richard Belzer? Belzer, yeah. Or whatever.
You know, Herc was in Boardwalk Empire.
He's not very smart in The Wire. He does some dumb stuff. He does make some bad decisions.
He does.
But
he does.
Oh, we didn't talk about this yet. Over the weekend or sometime, Friday or sometime back in the past, Nelson Mandela passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was already dead, not to be insensitive, but he'd been sick for many years, suffering from a respiratory problem.
Why is this one of those people that people, you can't joke
about that shit. Like, I had people on my Facebook newsfeed that I had no idea had such a strong love for Mandela, and they're just like, oh, I'm crushed. Rest in peace, Nelson Mandela. I'm like, you're crushed? Did you, like, meet this guy? Mm-hmm. What did he do? I heard that he was like, I don't know, he did some war shit, didn't he? Like,
I'm knowledgeable of my ignorance on Mandela, a lot of things.
I heard that he killed some people, and that he did some bad stuff, and that he did a bunch of good
stuff. He was a leader, and leaders do good things, and they do bad things.
I heard he did a lot of good stuff afterwards, which made up for it or whatever. But here's the funniest.
That doesn't change the fact he's dead.
Yeah. I thought that it was great that the best thing about him passing away, I think I told you this, is it makes people realize that Paul Walker's death really didn't mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for any
Not
Paul Walker
Vin,
fans.
Vin Diesel says
I think it would have been funny if he was just got critically injured and he would have had to use a walker. It's Paul Walker. Here he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he would have been compared to Christopher Reeve then.
Christopher Walker.
Yep.
Flames almost blew Coke out his nose.
I know. That's the first time I've seen Coke go the other direction.
I usually snort that shit up. But here's the funniest thing other than that about Nelson Mandela's death is they accidentally, in Detroit, a news station, when they were talking about his death, they put up a picture of fucking A-Rod accidentally.
A-Rod?
Yeah. Alex Rodriguez, the baseball star.
No, it's weird.
So they're like, Nelson Mandela. Well, you know, black people, they all look the same.
Wasn't he the Yankee?
He was a black guy called a Yankee. What the fuck's up with that?
No, because he's on the Yankees.
I know, but that's just kind of ironic, too.
Dude,
I'm choking on mucus. So
I got a sports spot. You got any sports music?
Sports with Dust Gatch.
Oh. Hey, I got two sports things here.
Okay, do it.
All right. Did you know that here's a reason to hate sports. How much an average football game is 60 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You know that much, right?
Yeah.
A football?
Yeah. A football game is 60 minutes.
No,
four quarters of 15.
Actual playing time, yes.
That's what I'm saying. How much do you think is actual playing time action?
Well, 4 hours is the game.
15 minutes.
No, 3 hours is a typical broadcast. Well, maybe four.
3 to 4.
Right, okay, yeah. Minutes. We'll go with that.
What, the other
less.
Time they're just running down the clock?
They're less than 11 minutes is actual action.
So they're just running down the clock or not? They are.
And huddling. Oh. It's all huddle.
Oh, huddle. So the clock doesn't stop unless you take a timeout.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could condense like 60 minutes of a 3-hour broadcast is commercials. And so you're looking at an hour and 50 minutes of watching replays and players huddling.
Okay. So take the show 60 minutes. How much time on that show do you think is actual news broadcasting?
42 to 44 minutes.
Not even. I mean, that's actual time that it's on. But they're just huddling and talking about it. You got Mike Wallace.
Barbara Walters and Mike Wallace huddling.
And that other guy, that black guy with a beard that's white. What's his name? I'm Morley Safer. So you got Morley Safer, Mike Wallace, and Baba Wawa all huddled up. You're only getting about 16 minutes of actual news coverage on 60 Minutes. It's very comparable to a football game.
Now, let's transpose it to comedy. Let's say you have a 60-second or a 60-minute special. And people are only laughing 11 minutes. Is that good?
No.
No.
What if you do like 3-minute long setups though?
Then that's a downfall on your part unless you have really good charisma and personality and people like to listen to your stories.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's okay. But if you're boring and like a little bit ugly,
what if you just stood and pointed at the audience and then every 3 minutes you said a one-liner?
Dude, check this out. I don't know. Speaking of one-liners, you're like, I'm just waiting for you guys to finish laughing. I got 2 minutes and 50 seconds. No, Tim Hammer. Tim Hammer is an awesome one-liner, and I've only seen him do
Tim Hammer?
Tim Hammer. Tim Hammer. Hammer time. And so he's the one with the joke about the MC Hammer touch lamp that he can't turn on.
What?
Yep.
He's
that's
like,
pretty funny.
This is one of his one-liners. He's going to be doing it at the Denny's there on January 3rd. Him and Noriko are coming down.
Oh, so, that's going to be a great show.
Yeah, Tim Hammer, this is his joke. He said, and I heard him do this joke the first time I saw him, so I'm not like outing him. He's been doing this joke for years, still hilarious. He's like, my parents got me a MC Hammer touch lamp for my birthday. And then there's a long pause. Because people think about that and they're like, wait, what? He's like, I can't turn it on. And he's like, and I recently heard that it's been broke since 1989. And then he had like 3 more and he's like, every time I set, I'm just going to add like 3 more parts to the MC Hammer touch lamp joke. But he recently did an hour and he's a one-liner guy. He has like, what do you think they do when they run out of ingredients at the Mountain Dew product? Or at the Mountain Dew factory. Do you think the workers just look at each other and say, we'll just have to make do with what we've got? So he's got some corny ones, but most of them are hilarious.
He should wrap one up with the MC Hammer one, with one that would be, he should put a Vanilla Ice joke right there because it would be timely in the era.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we have, in case anybody didn't know, we talked about the snow, and now we're talking about comedy. The comedy show got snowed out.
And that
so
is
we,
right.
We didn't have it, and we've rescheduled for next week, which is Friday the 13th. That's this week. I mean, it was the next week from the last Friday. So this Friday, we have a whole new lineup because all the comics were already scheduled on another show in Eugene. So we've got Eric Alexander Moore and Zach Jenkins coming down from Portland, trying to get a Salem comic to do a set as well. If not, I'll just do an hour and a half.
Sure.
Fuck those people. No, just kidding. I was bummed. I had all my shit set up. I set up my PA in the living room and hooked it up to the recorder. Had everything. I was going to record my first comedy album. I was stoked about it, so I was bummed. And then I was going to listen back to my comedy album and time how much time was it between the laughs. Because if you do a 60-minute set and get a laugh every 20 seconds, you're talking 180 laughs. That's a large laugh ratio.
Yep. Yep.
But I really doubt that I get a laugh every 20 seconds.
And think about, like, I think it depends on the material, too, because some material isn't built to get a laugh every 20 seconds, you know? So
no, it takes a long
build.
You know,
I mean...
For sure.
If you want to measure in laughs per second, but some people are just like storytellers too, or you know,
kind
they
of
talk,
that way.
Or they like talk deep shit that just really makes you think and you know gets you involved in that way. You know,
I'm into the deep shit.
Like
that makes you think about
how
did I
and
get
then
into
some
all this
just
shit?
Makes you think about deep shit that's also sick and funny, like old Stanhope.
Yeah, he's a crazy man.
He is.
He's crazy. Why isn't my thing working?
Whoa.
I need some Viagra.
I am no doctor.
Could you call a doctor for me? Please?
Doctor.
Hey, I got a couple birthdays today. I'm going to get to them now with no song because there's only like one that is relevant to me. A good friend that was going to celebrate his birthday at the comedy show on Friday. But I think his wife kept him home, even if we would have had the show. Zach Rowe, birthday today.
Yep.
Monday. Happy birthday, Zach Rowe.
Happy birthday, man.
He's
Happy
living
birthday.
Down there. I heard he's living down on Zach Rowe.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wait. Skid Row. He should name one of his kids Skid. Or Mark. They could call him Skid Mark Rowe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skid Row. Also, I could only find one celebrity that's pseudo-celebrity that I think we could mention. Kurt Angle. Birthday today.
Remember all right, yep. Yeah, I know.
Professional wrestler.
Goodness gracious.
Is that what he used to say?
No.
Oh, you just thought that was funny that I mentioned him?
I played him one time in a video game.
Yeah?
It was a weird video game.
Did you win?
Matt Mania.
No, you were actually him, I think. You were like
I was?
The GM of the whole Raw or whatever he was at the time.
Dude. Are you sure?
There's a celebrity death, too, this week. Nelson Mandela.
Oh, we already talked about that.
I know. I just wanted to put that out there.
You're funny.
That was a joke. That was considered a Nelson Mandela death joke.
That's pretty funny, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. I'm not talking shit about him. He died.
He did. And he was old. He was ready to die. All right. Breaking news. Nelson Mandela has died. possibly
he did.
Following a long illness with a respiratory failure. And then his heart stopped beating. So really he died of heart failure is what happened. So thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time on the news.
That'd be an excellent a recent event. Anytime somebody died like that, I think we need to work on some stage material for, like, the straight man thing, you know?
What are you saying? I'm not straight? We got to work on material for that?
No, like a duo act.
Oh, yeah.
Like your typical
Key and Peele.
Old school, like...
Terry and Gatcho.
Just the
next thing you know, we'll be on Comedy
man.
Central, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, you got the funny guy and the straight man. Bam, bam. Yeah.
Meow.
You know, I had a list, too, somewhere around here of... comedy duos.
I'm kind of wondering if the comedy duo that I have coming to the Brownsville Saloon on Valentine's Day is kind of a straight, they're a husband and wife comedy duo.
Mm-hmm.
They have the He and She Show, which they said is a mixture between stand-up comedy and situation comedy act
mm-hmm.
on stage.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
All right. You know, so they, maybe they got like... They're, so they... That's like Burns Allen.
Yeah,
kind of
Burns
stuff.
And Allen Gracie and
you know,
George.
You bring out a chair or whatever, and you know, you sit there, and then you stand up and talk over like a narrative or whatever. You know?
Breaking news: Nelson Mandela has died of respiratory failure.
That's going to be the name of this show.
Nelson Mandela has died. Breaking news.
Nelson Mandela died.
See, I thought I turned that off. That's my notification on my phone. And so anytime I get a text message or a Facebook message, it's time.
You got a breaking news?
Yeah.
You should, man. That's awesome.
Well, I was going to turn it off, but now it's become a thing. So I'm just turning it up.
All right. So I think best comedy duos of all time. Or not duos. I'm going to say teams. Best comedy teams of all time.
Abbott and Costello.
For now, I'm just going to name 10 because I don't agree with this list necessarily or anything. Or I'm just going to name 10 because that's how many are on this list. Alrighty. On listverse.com. I'll give them a plug.
Okay, here's the list.
All right, you got Amos and Andy.
I do.
All right.
Remember those guys? You ever watch any Amos and Andy?
No.
No.
Was it a black and a white guy?
I guess they were radio.
Or was it two black guys?
No, it was two white guys that painted themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, they appeared in blackface.
Mm-hmm. Black, yeah.
Yep, they portrayed them as simple folk. I don't think they portrayed them like violent or anything like that. Or,
right.
You know, gangsters. So, you know.
How do you say that again? Gangsters?
Yeah.
Gangsta at the top of the list.
Okay. One of their...
You know what? I'm not familiar. I know the name, but I've never watched Amos and Andy. I don't know. Maybe call me a racist.
Well, this is one of the classic lines of them.
Okay.
Because I don't know any. Heck no, I ain't going to let my kid use no encyclopedia. They can walk to school like I did.
They kind of talk like Thingfish.
You know, that character was named Kingfish.
That's where he got it. Okay. We just released that. Check it out at www.zappacast.com. We just did Thingfish last week. Yep. And they talk a lot like Amos and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Got my black mammikins. Yep. What's a black mammy? That's the lady that takes care of the house, you know. She's black. She's a mammikins. Mm-hmm. All right, who else you got?
These guys weren't black.
No, but they performed in blackface.
No, these next guys.
Oh, okay.
And you might not have known they were people, but you've heard this before. Frick and Frack.
Oh, they're the Car Talk guys?
Nope.
Okay.
These were like 1944.
Oh. Remember that?
They were from Switzerland, and they performed all over the world in Lederhosen and German Oktoberfest garb.
I've heard the Frick and Frack.
Mm-hmm.
Frick and Frackin'.
It's a household phrase.
They used to say it on cartoons a lot when I was a kid. Instead of saying motherfucking cunt licker, they'd say frickin' frackin' slickle splack. You know, like on the Olympics, that show Laugh Olympics?
Yeah.
They'd say frickin' frackin'.
They have a direct thing to the Olympics.
Weird.
Because
why do I keep saying that?
They did a lot of ice skating. And okay. People said that they could have, if they were not comedy team, they could have been Olympic athletes in skating.
Wow.
One guy would do rubber legs where he'd twist and his legs would twist and collapse while he was skating in the spread eagle.
Wow. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
You'd probably check him out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Who is that again?
Huh? Frickin' Frack.
Frickin' Frack.
Frick and Frack. Alrighty then.
That's two people. One's named Frick. The other guy you could figure out.
These guys you're probably more familiar with. The Smothers Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are funny.
Tom and...
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? Tom...
Jerry.
Dick.
Dick. Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Tom, Dick, and Tom.
Yep, and they were, you know, what I'm talking about. Like, you know, you got Dick being the straight man and Tommy being, like, the kind of slow buffoon that doesn't quite get the jokes, you know, and kind of... But what he says is funny because he doesn't get the joke kind of a thing. And they also, you know, incorporate guitars into their thing, too.
Right.
Yep. And yo-yos.
Yeah. Tommy was a yo-yo master.
Yep.
They had the longest-lived comedy team. They performed for about 52 years.
Wow.
They're not performing anymore. Did one of them die?
I think one of them passed.
Yeah, but they got taken off the air because of their anti-American peace propaganda after 2 years.
Huh.
They were controversial because of their peace advocacy, you know, during the whole Vietnam thing.
Right.
They poked fun of the Vietnam War and Nixon and racism and stuff like that. Which brings us to Cheech and Chong.
Did you know, wait, before you go, did you know Frickin' Frack are still performing?
Really? When they come into Portland, like...
Tomorrow.
Moist Boys. Are they performing with the Moist Boys? Because that's going to be a great show.
In
March.
Do you know where that's going to be?
Doug Fir Lounge.
Wow.
Tickets just went on sale for those that want to get us something for Christmas. You should send us to the Moist Boys.
Send us to the Moist Boys.
Yeah.
Nick Oliveri.
Yep. Yeah, Nick Oliveri touring with them.
Yeah.
And Joe Kramer played drums on some of their album, like 5 tracks. You know who Joe Kramer is, Flames?
Believe it or not, I don't.
Joey Kramer.
Joey Kramer.
Drummer for a famous rock band, an arena sellout rock band from the 70s that did a lot of cocaine. They broke up for a while. They got back together. They had a...
He played with a lot of toys.
Number one hit with a movie soundtrack.
They had a video game.
And you didn't want to miss a thing.
People went
the drummer from Aerosmith. Jeez, how many fucking quotes can we give you? Just kidding.
So Frickin' Frack still performing, huh?
I don't know, man. I think it's Backstreet Boys.
Because that was 44. That would mean that they're like...
Dude, the Backstreet Boys are performing as Frickin' Frack.
What?
Yep.
That is weird.
Aaron Carter and Joey McIntyre. Frickin' Frack.
Are performing as Frickin' Frack.
Frick Frack Bromance. Nick Lapdance Grinding HD.
Wow. It sounds like you found something.
It's the Frick Frack Bromance. Lick Lap Dance Grinding on my fucking
Cheech
pants.
Cheech and Chong.
Love those guys. Dude, those were a big part of my childhood.
Yeah. Yep.
Like my parents
had. Did they
come
around here when they reunited and it felt so good in 2008?
They did. They played the Holt Center.
Did you go?
I did not.
Oh, man.
Lee-hoo.
If anybody saw that, tell us what you thought.
Yeah, I heard they're coming back again.
Right on.
Yeah, they're supposed to be making a movie or something.
Yeah. That's what I heard too, man.
Yep. Yep.
Fucking Cheech and Chong. I had the first album, which had Dave's Not Here on it, and...
Was that with Ralphie and Herbie?
No, that was, I think, on Los Cochinos or the Wedding album. But we had all those. It was cool. Los Cochinos had them in a car, and the record was kind of square, but then it was like the shape of the window. It was like cut off a little bit as the shape, and then you pull out, and it was the door and the window. You pull out the inside thing that you
and
has the record.
And it was a reefer.
No, it was the inside of the car door with a bunch of weed stashed in there. Yeah. Big Bamboo had the big paper in it.
You know, the box sets these days would have, they should do re-releases and then have actual weed in there.
Oh, in only the states that it's legal?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it locally in California or whatever.
Or Tommy Chong Bong.
Yeah.
Tommy Chong Bong.
Or at least put some in there so when you opened it, it had that fragrance, you know?
Tommy Chong Bong, Chong Chong Bong.
And of course, they made several films.
Oh, yeah.
Their most famous, probably Still Smoking, when they went to see Burt Reynolds and Dolly.
And Mr. Reynolds. Mr. Reynolds. No, I don't think that was their most famous one, do you? Up in Smoke or Nice Dreams would have to be their most famous.
Arguably their best work. What do you think their most...
I'm arguing with you right now.
Up in Smoke?
Or Nice Dreams. Very funny.
Yeah, Nice Dreams is funny.
Yeah. Nice Dreams.
You want a big stick? Give you a big stick. Oh, sorry, man.
I need to revisit. I haven't watched any of
We're just in your neighborhood giving away big sticks, man. Sorry. Saw those hot chicks, followed them home, tried to give them big sticks. Big boyfriend comes out. Plus, there's a scene when he's naked, hanging on the fucking glass elevator, and all ladies are in there going, oh. It's like, hey, man, let me in. Pretty funny stuff.
Yeah.
The most recognizable comedy duo skit ever.
The what?
Can you repeat that question, please? Martin and Lewis?
Nope.
Can you repeat that question?
I would say, I'll repeat it. The most known, the most well-known comedy skit between a duo ever?
Two wild and crazy guys.
I'd have to say who's on first.
There it is, right yeah. there. Who's on first?
Laurel Abbott and Hardy. Costello. Oh, Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello, right? Yeah.
No, Laurel and Hardy are different people.
No, that yeah, Laurel and Hardy. Are...
Abbott. Before I ever saw Abbott and Costello, I used to see those Looney Tunes cartoons that had like a little mouse in it. Something else. And he would say, Abbott! He would, yeah. And I was like, ask my parents, what is he saying? Bad. And they're like, no, there Abbott. Was an old comedy duo called Abbott and Costello, and he would yell that, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's still not funny to me. I'm a little kid. Jesus fucking Christ. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know, they had rehearsed that skit to perfection before they had ever done it on stage.
I think it's also the most redone skit that everybody knows and can do.
I like Andy Dick and whoever he did it with.
Oh, he did everybody.
Where he
oh god.
He punched him and he's like, who's on first? And he just slugged him right in the fucking face.
Don't even go there. Not doing the who's on first bullshit. Alright.
And then the guy got back up and he's like, he's like, should I ask another question? And I think he just slapped him really hard after he asked again. Yep. And so their first televised performance was in Atlantic City. They had a few sheets of material written by someone else.
Wow.
And they didn't think much of it, so Abbott asked Costello,
he said, Abbott!
He said, hey, Abbott, you want to do baseball?
Abbott!
And he said, yeah, let's do it. And they walked out, and bam, there it was.
Lou Costello. Abbott! Abbott! Abbott. Okay, who else you got?
What, Louie?
And they copyrighted it, in fact, and performed it in several times in different movies.
Well, man, my voice is a little scratchy right now.
So now we're going with Laurel and Hardy.
Abbott! Hardy!
Laurel and Hardy. Mm-hmm. The opposite.
Yep.
Lowbrow comedy, right?
Silent films together and separate.
The smart one.
Is the skinny one.
This one is the short,
fat one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slapstick Masters, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Slapstick Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a new release coming out on Rhino Records. Slapstick Masters featuring Laurel and Hardy and Abba, Ad, and Costello. It's featuring Elvis Costello.
Let's get away from duos for a second,
are you
shall
done?
We?
Oh, sure. What do you got? You got something else you want to talk about?
Sure. Like, no, this is a team. A team of guys.
Oh, okay. You're getting away from duos.
Team.
English.
English.
Monty Python.
Aha! Yes.
Flying Circus.
Monty Python.
Now, here is something I didn't know about Monty Python. Is that
he's not a person.
Did you know they're getting back together again?
Some of them. The ones that are still alive.
Yeah.
I didn't know that John Cleese was really trying to push for to be Brian in Life of Brian.
Aw, man. I feel bad for him.
I don't know, though. I think Graham Chapman.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have played. I think he's more... I don't know. He played it so well.
He played a whole bunch of different characters, didn't he, Cleese?
Yeah. I imagine he played many in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I remember him playing a soldier.
He was a soldier, and then he was the people of Judean's front, or whatever, the people's front of Judea. I can't remember exactly which
one. I need to rewatch that. It's been a long time since I've watched it. Oh, breaking news, Nelson Mandela has passed away. A moment of silence. All right, who else we got in?
Larry Mo-Curley.
Wise guy. I used to watch him. They was on TV just the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Did you like him better with Shep or Shrep?
No, Shemp.
Shemp. It's hard to say for me. Yeah, Shemp was an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, so was the other bald guy.
But I guess he was like the original, wasn't he?
No. I think Curly came back after a short... We talked about this on the show one time. I can't remember.
Because I know Curly's not the original. There was somebody else, and he left.
Larry?
No. Curly Spock.
No, they had Moe Curly. Yeah, well.
Yeah, they had Moe Larry Curly. What about Martin Lewis? You mentioned those guys earlier.
Yeah, I didn't really like them that much, but I knew that they were popular.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady. Yeah, that was in. What did Dean Martin ever say?
I don't know. They did a lot to where...
He'd say, give me another dude.
I think Lewis would do a lot of physical
Shut
comedy
Gary.
While Martin would sing or whatever. He was crooning.
Well, his. I'm crooning because I'm drunk on whiskey. Hey, lady!
That guy. I think that guy was like Julian. He never had a... He never
no
had,
scenes
not
without
had
a drink,
drink
in his
hand.
That's right. That bad.
And then, you ever watch that movie Duck Soup?
Duck Soup.
I don't think so.
No.
The Grouchos and the Marxes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
About
Harpo.
The Marx Brothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of. Those guys were a little bit too far before my time. I think I never
did
got
you, Okay, then you won't mind
it.
Me telling you a few things that you might find interesting. Did you know Harpo played the harp better than most professionals?
So you're
and
saying
he taught himself by ear.
Wow.
His form was all wrong, but professionals came to him for instruction on how to play like him.
Fucking A. Good job, Harpo.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, bitch.
Groucho was a fine singer, but he often went up as a horrible singer.
Yeah, because he smoked too many cigars. See?
Mm-hmm.
See? That wasn't you. That's someone else.
And, of course, he's the typical nose and mustache glass costume. That's all based on...
Everybody loves the
thing.
Funny glasses and nose.
Harpo's voice, is another Harpo fact, was a rich baritone and too low for his clownish persona, so he elected never to speak.
Well.
As his character.
Hi, I'm Harpo. How you doing? I'm scaring you kids.
We got. He squeezes a little harp. Do you have a little horn that he squeaked?
Yeah.
Yep, because he couldn't ever talk. And in fact, one of his finest jokes...
Oh, no.
Was in the 70s
when
he was on a talk show and he finally said something and then he didn't shut up for 15 minutes.
Wow.
That's a long time to be talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Chico Marx, not Chico. He was a gambleholic and they made some of their films just to pay off his debts.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what you get for naming him Chico. Did you know that the famous candy Chico Stick was named after him?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Yeah, because he was skinny and orange.
Coconut Chico Stick.
George Carlin said that Groucho Marx told by far the funniest aristocrat's joke in history.
Wow. Never heard it.
Yep.
Wow.
I'll tell you what it is right here. George asked him his version of it, and Groucho said, and I quote... Well, bestiality is not all that dirty. That was it.
That was the whole joke.
Mm.
Huh. All right, you got anybody else on that list?
Nope.
That's it?
That's it.
They were number one?
Well, according to that list.
Ah.
Yeah. They
right
were.
Wow.
Right on. Well, that was a fun list. We got to talk and say
there's
bad.
Many that were left out, though. You know, you got the...
Key and Peele.
Yep. Steve Martin and...
Yeah, but that was just on the show. They never, like, really took that act on the road.
Yeah.
Martin and Aykroyd.
Well, you know, or you could go...
John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, Blues Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They were kind of a comedy team, but, you know, they didn't do a ton of movies together. I don't think they did any movies together.
Well, one guy that did a few movies together.
That one guy did a lot with himself.
Chris and David.
Who?
Chris.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
And David Spade.
Yep.
Yeah, Farley Spade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did what would they be doing Farley these days?
Butt fucking
movies.
Ah, they'd be doing porn. Spade, I mean, he's lived pretty successful since.
Dude, he was on that At Midnight show on one of those episodes.
At Midnight.
It wasn't very... Did he
let it all hang out?
He didn't. And he kept making comments about how his comments were so bad. Because he's kind of a self-deprecating comic.
He is.
And self-deprecating.
Yeah,
he just defecates on everybody, though. That's
himself.
His comedy, isn't it?
That is.
Like the Hollywood Minute.
Hey, I got a 1986 called They want their fucking work ethics back.
Nah.
I don't even know what the fucking setup was for that joke, but that was one of his punchlines. Hey, I got a crazy Florida story. Haven't heard one of those yet today. And this is kind of crazy. You know that people get crazy when they're addicted to drugs, especially.
Might as well face it.
Like cocaine that they're shooting up and stuff. So a Florida woman was arrested after deputies allegedly caught her shooting up in the office bathroom of the sheriff's department.
Wow.
Yep, she was in there in the building with her mother to collect some medication that was left in her car, and she thought she'd just go in the bathroom and hit up real quick.
That's bold.
I know.
Wow.
Her mother was attempting to negotiate to get their meds back. She went into the bathroom and injected herself with some cocaine. An employee walked in, saw the needle in her arm, and summoned deputies to the bathroom. Given that she was caught needle-armed... It says instead of red-handed.
Mm-hmm.
She was caught needle-armed in lieu of red-handed and was incoherent. She did admit to doing the drugs. Her bail was set at $5,450, and she was charged with possession of marijuana, cocaine, and paraphernalia. She was already at the jail. They just put her in right there.
Yeah. Got a good story out of it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, the guy, the spokesperson for the sheriff's department said, we usually don't have cases where we find people shooting up drugs in our agency's restroom. But, you know, people are getting crazy these days. They don't know. I can't wait to get home.
But another Aerosmith reference I see.
Cocaine.
No, crazy.
Crying because I'm crazy, because amazing, because I'm crying. Crazy, crying, crazy, amazing, crazy. With such hits as Crazy.
Did you know that Adam Sandler and Chris Farley were fired?
From Saturday Night Live?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Lorne Michaels is a dick.
Yep, they came out in 2008, I think it was. Adam Sandler came out and said that it was true.
Someone else was, too. Not only Norm MacDonald, but some other people. I heard a lot of people had some nasty firings.
New.
No, they probably pushed for more Nealon. Control or whatever.
Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong.
Miller, probably.
Yeah.
Dennis Miller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably. All those people.
Yep. Hans Aykroyd got fired. Was Aykroyd.
What?
Hans got fired from Saturday Night Live. I remember that.
He did. He was on the cast back in the
81. Whoa, yep. If you look close, he's in a couple scenes with Julie Louise Dreyfus.
Yeah. They had a sex scene, actually. What do you think about that, Hans? You never want to talk about that, you know, but, you know, we don't leave anything out here at the Terry and Gash Comedy Show. See what he's listening to today.
I bet you it's Scandinavian.
He said, not sure what the podcast schedule is this week, thanks to the crappy weather, but here's my pick for today. It's kind of Scandinavian, you're correct. Not really, but Discharge, old school punk rock, the album called Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing.
Are you sure he's not listening to someone discharge?
Or a gun being shot in his house, or some pus coming out of his thing that's just for peeing out of. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Hans. It's just for peeing out of. That's what married life will do to you.
Yeah.
It makes your penis for peeing out of. That's why your penis starts with the letters P-E. P. It doesn't, yeah. It's not a funnus.
Mm-hmm.
Or a sexus. Senus.
How'd Penn get its name?
Penn?
Mm-hmm.
Penn and Teller? Hey, there's one we forgot.
Yeah, Penn and Teller. That's a great one, dude.
I love those guys.
Great
that
pool.
Bullshit show is fucking awesome.
Oh, dude, it is. Man, that's some great television right there. Probably one of the best shows on Showtime.
Penn and Teller Vision. They should have that.
They should. I'd watch it.
I think I just made that up, kind of.
Yep. It's awesome, too, that, you know, they just have topless chicks on there because... They can't. It's their show and the fucking Showtime. Fucking why not?
Hey, it's the intro. Here's a bunch of chicks with their shirts off.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but they're just there.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I could do that, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I would have topless.
Dude, they're Vegas. They'd probably do that in Vegas with them, right? More people are going to come to your show if you have topless chicks standing for and behind you, right?
Just ask Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
He had topless chicks the last time I saw him with Monster Magnet and Fear Factory back in the 90s. Just had two chicks with their shirts on.
Oh, when I seen him back in 89, he had...
Topless chicks?
Mm-hmm.
Topless chicks, yeah.
What a sexist, misogynistic...
And you know what? He also got the whole entire crowd, basically, of women to...
Shirt up.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
Is it true that his next movie is about the New Jersey Devils hockey team? Has anybody heard that?
Uh-uh.
No.
I hope not, but I heard that. I think it's true. It's just because
sounds like it. Are you sure you're not talking about Kevin Smith?
Nope, I'm talking about Rob Zombie. How could I get those two guys confused?
I don't know, but that in New Jersey is Kevin Smith's home, and he loves hockey, and he said that his last movie will be a hockey film, and then he's done.
Well, maybe they're going to collaborate on it.
Maybe. That would be weird.
What are they called, the Red Devils? The New Jersey Red Devils?
Yeah. This week I listened to Aaron Freeman on the WTF podcast. Otherwise known as Gene Ween.
Oh.
Yeah, I never know.
Interesting interview, and I found most disturbing. He doesn't really listen to Pier Guava. He was kind of trashing a little bit.
Huh. He doesn't like his own album.
Pier Guava, I mean, that's some brown shit.
That's some brown.
Gosh, yeah.
Dude, it's brown, dude. Some brown fucking music.
All right. It is some. That's some brown music. I'm trying to think of what I was listening to.
Was it brown?
No, it was the Brown album by Primus. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I saw a video of Dean Ween fishing with Les Claypool. It was only about 30 seconds long.
All right.
Nice.
Breaking news. Not only is Nelson Mandela still dead, but Rob Zombie will focus on the infamous and bloody rivalry between the Bruins and the Philadelphia Flyers when he begins filming his new hockey biopic movie later this year. This will be his first foray from horror movies into sport movies. I was always a hockey fan,
You know what, though? It's going to be fucking
bloody. I was always a hockey fan, yeah. I love the Bruins as a kid, yeah. Especially in the, yeah, come on.
In the 70s, he was most fanatical when Bobby Orr and Phil Esposito were there. But he loved the Flyers, too, man. Even
so
it's
going to be a bloody...
The bloody, brawling Bruins-Philadelphia-Flyers rivalry in the 70s has been stuff of legend. Now the ice drama will be brought to the big screen by the Bay State's own filmmaker-slash-heavy-metal-heavy Rob Zombie.
You ever watch Comic Book Men?
Sometimes, little bits of it. It's pretty funny. I like it. Do you watch it? You just asked me.
Yeah. I just figured it was probably still sometimes on after you watched The Walking Dead or whatever.
Yeah. Well, actually, Brandon used to record it on the DVR. It's okay, but I'm not that much into comic books, really.
It's a podcast. This is a show about a podcast, kind of.
Yeah.
Because they're all sitting around a table basically recapping what happened at the store that week.
It's about a comic. It's a podcast about comic books.
Well, you know how the show's formatted, how they start off. They're in the studio there, the four of them, and they're all just sitting around the table.
Talking like we are.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ming Chen.
Ming Chang?
Ming Chen, that's one of the guys on there.
I'm Ming Chen! Who are you?
You bought a G.I. Joe thing for like $1,000. It was the big old fucking G.I. Joe aircraft carrier thing that, like, dude, they built it and it barely fit on a poker table.
Whoa. Dude, that's fucking huge.
It took them like 2 or 3 hours to put it together.
Wow. Hey, you know what we didn't mention yet? Pizza Now. I got some Pizza Now at my house just a couple days ago. Some people brought some extra pizza when they went to Albany, and it was Pizza Now.
Nice.
So that means that they're bringing in some business, not because of me, but just because they're good. That's good. So they had a $5 pepperoni pizza. I got to have
pepperoni.
I usually only get it like once a week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't even eat pizza that much.
Yeah, it's some good pie.
Yeah.
Love
me. They did admit to occasionally going to Little Caesars. And I said, why would you even go there? Is it closer to your house? And they said, no, but it's right by Panda Express. And sometimes we just are there, and so we go there. It's a waste of your money.
Do you put the Panda Express on the pizza of Little Caesars?
Yeah, it's a Panda Express pizza.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you get a cheese pizza, and you just dump one box of Panda Express.
Mm-hmm. rice and chicken or something.
Chow mein and rice and chicken fried licey.
I'm going to get sick.
Okay. Here, let me get a bucket for you so you don't throw
up
on the
never table. Mind. Somebody already threw up on my pizza. Yeah.
Somebody got caught up in one of those stupid games that I got in on Facebook. And one of the things you could have said was I fell in vomit at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody posted that, and I said, I can't remember what I said, but it was funny. Something about their food making you vomit, you know, or something. But I didn't get. And it's funny because I didn't know that was that game, and then she didn't even get back to me and say, "Ha ha, you now have to do this." But Floyd did. Floyd called me on it. He said, "I'm having a butt," or he said, "I'm pregnant," and I'm all butt baby. And he's like, you should have never commented on that.
I got caught
by me.
Yep.
Flames doesn't do Facebook. So
and then I tried to nail the guy that commented on mine, and he didn't do it.
Yep, some people just don't give
I know.
A fuck.
I was like, well, whatever. That would be somebody I don't really know or talk to that much. But he does live in Florida. Maybe he's all those Fort Myer downloads.
Yeah,
who's listening in Fort Myer?
Yeah, give us
messages.
A shout out, Fort Myer, Florida. We know we give a lot of crazy Florida stories about ladies shooting up at the cop house. Whatever. But somebody downloaded 200 episodes from Fort Myer, Florida for Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We got $800 for those downloads. Thank you.
You know why we haven't broken out in North Korea yet?
Because they don't have computers there?
And guess how many internet users they have?
3.
Higher.
12.
Higher.
100.
Higher.
Oh, shit, 1,000.
Lower.
500.
Higher.
750.
Lower.
700.
Lower.
695.
Lower.
85.
Lower.
75.
Lower.
I played the clock game, man.
I know.
Let's do this.
I'm playing it.
What is this? 55. Prices right here?
Lower. 605.
605. 605 people.
That's it, yeah. If we get one of those people to listen, that's
That'd
all
be amazing,
need.
Dude. That'd be fucking crazy.
I lost.
Crying crazy, amazing crazy.
That was fun. I like the clock game.
Yeah. Higher.
They need an auctioneer on there.
He's getting coke coming out of his nose again. You should snort that. It's Dustin Gatchel's auction house. Come on down.
$55.
And sold to the woman in the red dress.
If you can't come see me today, I can save you any money.
I guarantee
Who's
it.
That?
Whoa.
I just had a thing and I don't even know who was what's for.
Why does
it's
that sound like
it?
That, dude?
I don't know.
That was crazy, amazing, crying crazy. Amazing, crazy. Hey, this has been the Crying Crazy, Amazing Crazy. Check out TagCastPodcast.com. Go to Amazon through our page and
yes,
shop
thank
for
you
Christmas
for
gifts.
Shopping
yes,
as well.
We appreciate it. Also, check out TagAl.com. It's a neat little website that shows you all about me because I'm so vain.
Yeah.
Book me for your comedy club. I will do an hour or a half or whatever you want. I'll do 10 minutes. $1 a minute. That's what I charge. Plus gas, lodging, food, and weed. I need a weed per diem. Hey, you guys have a good Monday. We'll see you on hump day.
Rock on.
Thanks, Flames, for being here and laughing coke out your nose.
Yeah.
Fucking coke head.
Not a problem. It helps coke. Clean the mucus out.
Sweet.
Metal.
Hey, all you taggots. The sweet soul sounds of Frank Zappa. It's time for plugs. I got distracted there by Mr. Zappa. This week is Friday, the show coming up. I can't speak. It's going to be Friday the 13th. It's at Denny's. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show hosted by Gatch. I'll be doing a full set. I'm going to be AKA headlining. You don't call it that at Denny's. But anyway, got Eric Alexander Moore and Zach Jenkins, both coming down from Portland. Maybe a couple of Salem comics. I'll have an open mic after the show. It's a free show, but you can donate money to the comics if you feel like it. A $5 suggested donation. 9 o'clock is the show time. Friday the 13th. at 3435 Spicer Drive in Albany here. And also that night, if you're not in Albany and you happen to be in Eugene, you should go to Pantsless Comedy. That will be featuring the entire lineup of last week's show that didn't happen. Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Max Brockman, Mike McGowan. Should be a good show. But you shouldn't go to that. You should come to my show instead. All right. Now that we have that cleared up. Let's see what's going on here. December 7th, High on Fire is playing at the Hawthorne Theater. January 17th, DRI is playing at the Hawthorne Theater with World of Lies opening the show. That'll be a good show. I don't know if I'll be able to make it. I didn't get to go to the Wehrmacht show. I was pissed about that. Also, don't forget, every last Saturday of the month, Seth Milstein has a thing at the Granary on 5th in Eugene. It's called Comedy as Advertised. It starts at about 9 o'clock. I'm not sure who's on the bill this month, but also the last Saturday, which is going to be the 30th of December, I'll be doing Bleepin' Funny again down at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. That's 407 Blair. That's a free show as well. It starts early, though, 5 o'clock. It goes from 5 to 7, and then you can get down to Seth's show at 9. So two things going on that night on the 30th. Also coming up January 3rd, more Denny's Comedy, because we're banging them out right now because we're trying to get caught up. Noriko Ott, Tim Hammer, both coming down from Portland. Jesse Priest from Salem. Gats will be hosting again. I'll be doing a set as well. That's Friday, January 3rd at Denny's. Same applies as all that other shit that I just talked about. Philip H.M. Selmo and the Illegals, apparently the singer from Pantera, has a new band. They're coming to Portland, the Hawthorne Theater, January 18th. Who else is coming? Loudness is coming, but that's way down the line. Zappa Plays Zappa, Roseland Theater, January 31st, I'm sorry. Tickets are $25 in advance, $45 at the door. Damn! $20 more just to get your tickets at the door.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. This is kind of an abbreviated, discombobulated list. Death Angel is coming February 27th, Hawthorne Theater. Skinny Puppy, March 2nd, Wonder Ballroom. Carcass, Black Dahlia Murder, and Gore Guts, March 30th, Roseland Theater. I might have to go to that. Also coming, like I said, Loudness, April 22nd, Dante's. Godflesh is coming back to the Hawthorne Theater. Nile. Bunch of good bands coming, so check it out. Lots of good comedy shows coming up as well. I can't remember them all. There's open mics at the Green Room every Thursday in Eugene and at Tiny's Tavern on every Wednesday. And at the Capital City Theater in Salem every Tuesday. So go do some comedy, go see some shows, and then come back and listen to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show right here at tagcastpodcast.com or Stitcher or iTunes or whatever. Peace out, you guys. See you next time.